Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting second. The first baseman, Chico Sammon. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jose Vidal. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bob Savarin. Batting second. The center fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dignan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Moore. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Barry Moore. And now, play ball. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a pop-up towards first. Nan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Sammon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sammon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hinton moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine takes first base on ball four. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a fly ball into center field. Vidal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive into center field. Valentine picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Valentine. Salmon moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Savarin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0 for 1 in the game. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nunn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Colavito for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 0 for 1 in the game. Vidal takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards first. Nunn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman misplays the ball. That's an error on Brinkman. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Salmon strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nunn is 0-for-1 in the game. Nunn takes first base on ball 4. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-1 in the game. Casanova takes first base on ball 4. Nunn moves to second. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen strikes out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. Vidal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Vidal. Moore reaches second base with a double. Nunn scores. Casanova goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Senators. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0-for-2 in the game. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moore moves to third. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moore scores. Savarin moves to second. It's 3-1, Senators. Steve Bailey now pitching. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-2 in the game. King takes first base on ball 4. Savarin moves to third. Valentine moves to second. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Savarin scores. Valentine moves to third. King moves to second. It's 4-1, Senators. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew fires to third and picks off Valentine. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Askew takes first base on ball 4. Colavito moves to second. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vidal hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Colavito moves to third. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Askew moves to second. Bob Pretty now pitching. LeMay pinch hits for Larry Brown. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. May reaches second base with a double. Colavito scores. Askew scores. Gonzalez moves to third. It's 4-3, Senators. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for Steve Bailey. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is walked intentionally. Gus Gill pinch runs for Fred Whitfield. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-3 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gonzalez scores. May scores. Gill moves to third. It's 5-4, Indians. Dave Baldwin now pitching. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to second for the out. Gill scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Indians. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Salmon moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Gus Gill now playing second base. Pedro Gonzalez now playing shortstop. George Culver now pitching. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Nan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-2 in the game. McMullen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Vidal hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-2 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Allen pinch hits for Dave Baldwin. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Culver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Savarin hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hannon now pitching. George Culver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culver hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hannon fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hannon. Gill moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen has Gill trapped. There's the throw to Casanova and back to McMullen, who tags Gill for the out. Alvis moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing left field. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Valentine strikes out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. King hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gonzalez fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gonzalez. Hank Allen pinch runs for Frank Howard. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Nen reaches second base with a double. Allen goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 6-5 Indians. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Casanova hits a fly ball into center field. Vidal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 5. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Allen now playing left field. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Askew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davalillo moves to third. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Hannon. Davalillo scores. Askew moves to second. It's 7-5, Indians. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Vidal bunts in front of the plate. Casanova fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Askew moves to third. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Leon Wagner pinch hits for George Culver. Dick Lines now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. As Q scores, Gonzalez moves to third. It's 8-5, Indians. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0-for-1 in the game. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nen fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Nen. Gonzalez scores. Wagner moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 9-5, Indians. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Alves hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 12-5, Indians. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Salmon hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Casanova fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Salmon moves to second. 2 outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Salmon trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Jose Vidal now playing left field. Orlando Pena now pitching. Tim Cullen pinch hits for Ken McMullen. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a fly ball into left field. Vidal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Ed Brinkman. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pena fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson pinch hits for Bob Humphreys. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Washington Senators, 5. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.